time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show is part of my 101 series, and I'm going to give you a cool 101 deal to do whether you're a novice or an expert, and that is on snowshoeing. You know something? Me, as the outdoor guy, there are so many different things I do in the outdoors, and snowshoeing is one of them, and I just love it. So let's talk about if you happen to be the rookie guy, the beginner out there. Well, you should know that you can actually rent snowshoes. So I would head to my local outdoor store. Some ski shops also, they will rent them. Remember to rent the poles, and I'll talk to you about those in a little bit. And also remember that it is a family affair. There are snowshoes, very small ones, for our youth as well. So, you know, a lot of the outdoor stores, sometimes they actually have snow days. On the snow days, they will actually have a free day that you, because some of you probably have done kayak days and you're going, wow, they let me try every single kayak that they offer. And you can go to, you know, a local lake or something, and an outdoor store is, I know that Ramsey Outdoor does that. Well, one time I took a local school and I guided their children up to a snow day, and the company out there had all the different snowshoes, all the different brands, all the different sizes, and we'll talk about that. And they were able to try them. You know what? We turned on a number of our youth onto our great outdoor activity slash sport. And we'll talk about that because I keep saying we'll talk about it. So let's get into it. So the first thing is, let's talk about the gear. And the gear is this. There are different size snowshoes for different weights of people. There are different size snowshoes for men slash women because of size and straddle. And there are snowshoes from youth all the way down to tots. And you should also know that they are very inexpensive. The bindings already come on. And when I get to the actual discussing about how you use snowshoes and all that, the bindings, they come on the snowshoes and they're totally adjustable. So that's one thing. You do want to rent poles. If you're buying, you would like to purchase the poles. And the poles are adjustable to your height. So you're going to set up the pole. And again, they're interchangeable because one day you may have this set of poles and another day, you know, another family member or friend may be using them and they just readjust them to their height. So you have that. And on the bottom of the better snowshoes, there are crampons. And crampons simply are ice cleats. And they are made for walking up or down icy or steep terrain, because when you're going up and down, and let's talk a little bit about the how-to, you're actually going sideways when you're going on steep terrain or icy terrain. So I'm going to get my whole shoe to step in that way. And you should also know that you should price shop too, as we typically always do anyway. And you have to figure out, okay, so what is my style, but what is my purpose? Is it everyday use? And there are people that are on there and use them every day, down to recreational use. Because, I mean, if you're going to do an everyday use, I'd look for the, you know, best shoes that are out there. And if you're looking for recreational or you're buying multiple pairs for your family, well, then price point becomes something to think about too. So you probably know this, but the world knows this. This show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, included in that gear that I said, well, there are your snow boots. I'm sure you already have snow boots, but let's talk a little bit about them, because the cool thing about going back to the bindings fit all different types of boots. I use a pair of snow boots that are 400 grain thinsulate. I'll say it that way. Thinsulate. Well, guess what? There are boots that are, I have other boots that are 800 grains and 1200 and all this. I have found, because you will become a sweat factory, and we'll talk about that in a second too, you will need a pair of boots that's going to keep you warm, but not keep you too warm, because there's a lot of work that goes on. Now, another piece of the gear I always talk about are mittens versus gloves. And mittens, because your digits are all together, will keep you warmer. And I use mittens on even most of my filming or research. And I also have pairs of hunting mittens. No, I'm not hunting out there, but actually in the hunting mittens, there's a slit across the palm that your fingers can come out. And some of the larger mittens that I will buy, I will actually have a separate set of gloves that I have hand liners, and I'm baffled. Could you imagine this? Joey B being baffled for words when that really doesn't ever happen, because those that know me, that I just talk all the time. And then I have the cut off finger wool gloves that go, so I have those and they'll poke out through the mittens. So you can use mittens or gloves. I happen to be a mitten guy and I explain the reasons for it. And I always describe this. If you want to be warm in the wild, you want to make sure your head, hands, and feet are warm. And I do have a show on prepping your body for the outdoors. And I think that you should head over to that show. Don't leave this show right now, but after this show, head to that one, listen to that one, and I will teach you all about how to gear your body up for it. So now let's talk about the science. Talk about snowshoes. How do they work? Well, they displace your weight over a large area, and you don't sink deeply into the snow. And you say, oh, so really, what does that mean? So now let's go to my wolf research. Wolves have large paws. Deers have hooves, and the hooves are not as large. Well, if you're a deer, your weight's not displaced, and it's straight down. And when you're walking on snow, you're actually breaking through the snow and going straight down. Wolves, if you look at one of them, I don't think any of you will get like up close and personal to a wolf, but look at them the next time you're at a zoo. Hey, maybe some of you live out in the wild, you see them, but you won't get this close to looking at their paws. Their paws are monstrous for the size of their body, and they are just like snowshoes. So when they're chasing down deer, the deer are running with their hooves breaking into the snow, and the wolves are running on top of the snow, the crusty snow that's out there. So do they break in every now and then? But they have these extra long legs. I always say that it looks like a German Shepherd on stilts when you take a look at it, because people have this illusion that you stay up on top of the snow. Well, in a perfect world, you do. But I just say, you know, you want to know more about the wolves? Listen to my show on wolf ecology. After this show, after the one on the outdoor prepping your body show, then the wolf ecology, because that's a really cool one. I talk all about my research out there and just wolves in general. Awesome animal. So let's now go to the workout. It is a great workout. You will become a sweat factory. And that's why dressing for this and getting, you know, the moisture wicked away from your body, very important. I also always have a change of clothes in my truck, because when I am done, whether, and I'll talk about other reasons for being in the outdoors, or it's just simply for the workout, you're going to be completely drenched with sweat, even with the wicking away moisture layers. So that's something for you. So many days I just use it as my workout, because you see, my deal in life is this. I want to do one workout thing a day. Don't care what it is. If you said, hey, let's play volleyball, not volleyball in the snow, which might be good, by the way. But if you said, hey, let's play volleyball, well, that's my workout for the day. You said, let's go for a run. Well, if there is snow, well, I want to jump on those snowshoes and get out there. My good buddy Dan DeCristo and I, as soon as there's snow, snowshoes, head to the mountain, great workout. And plus, hey, you're getting to be out in nature, so life doesn't get better than that, because the next thing that goes along with snowshoeing is the serenity. You're going to go to places that no one else can go to. How cool is that? My good buddy Jim Desai and I, we were filming out in the backcountry. Well, you load up your backpack with all the camera equipment and special other stuff that I'll get to. And you'll see a future episode of my good buddy Jim and I on Joey B TV. So you can flip over to that and watch. Well, you can watch other Joey B TV shows. That one's not there. You can just simply go to joeyb.tv. Well, also, one of the things that happens on the East Coast is, as the eagles migrate from the, we'll say, the lower East Coast, migrating down to Florida and South America, the eagles from Canada, they follow the rivers south. And as they follow them south, because the eagles are fishermen, and a river will freeze, and then all of a sudden they move to the next river. And the first river that does not freeze solid is the Delaware River. So there are these small open pockets of water along the Delaware, and they are, like, the concentration of eagles there is great. And if you want to see an eagle or many eagles, this is the place to go to. Well, if I was ever guiding a trip over there, well, the first thing I'm going to say is, let's go out on snowshoes. Don't have them? Well, guess what? In my home, with my gear, I've got many pairs of snowshoes. And once again, we're going to go to the pockets of water that no one else can get to. Ask my buddy Dr. Dan and I about that, because many a day we've just get out there and you see many people, but all of a sudden then they're gone because they only went to, you know, X amount of places they can go to, and then we just get further out into the wild. Well, if you have a question, you want to know a fact or anything, want to have a conversation with Joey B, you can tweet me at Joey B Outdoors. Now, the next thing about snowshoeing, one of my favorite things, I call it family, friends, and fun. And I mentioned before that I have numerous pairs of snowshoes, some for men, some for women, some for children. You know, it could be my camera crew, and, you know, we're going out on a day hike, you know, going out to film on the snowshoes, or you're just out there with family and friends. Well, this is that special extra stuff. You see, in my day pack, and my day pack first has to be special because it's made by Tranquility Mountain, and it's the new Joey B Signature Series backpacks. I've designed and tested packs for them, and actually, I've actually tested one of the packs on snowshoes in the backcountry. I had it on for like 5 hours, you know, with all the weight geared up, TV gear, and plus the other gear I'm going to get to, and didn't even feel it. So you pick your personal day pack. Now you know what my personal day pack is. Inside that pack, always water. You must hydrate and rehydrate and hydrate, and this is part of it. And then also make sure that, you know, in my truck, and the great thing about having a truck is I always have extra gear. Maybe somebody fell in water, whatever, and cold, and you can give them an extra pair of pants and shoes and all that. And I always have an extra cooler of water and extra snacks. Out in the wild, make sure that you're bringing energy snacks. One of mine's, because I happen to also be the health guy too, always have a bag of almonds and walnuts, mix them together, and, you know, it's the antioxidants. You know, it's funny, I will tell people about, you know, antioxidants and the things that are in there and the great oils that are inside of it, and they go, oh, yes, yes, and they sort of just push it aside. And then I have found that if you ever say, well, Dr. Oz says, and you give them the same fact that you were telling them, they go, oh, well, if Dr. Oz said it, then it's got to be true and it's got to be good. Well, so here's my Dr. Oz fact for you, but actually it's a Joey B fact. Well, also in that backpack, I have my backpacking stove already fueled up, and that's real important. So we are, you know, out in the backcountry, the serenity, the beauty of what's out there, and I will look for a large rock that I will use as my table and set up my backpacking stove. I bring out there homemade soup. There is nothing better in the world than my homemade chicken soup. Hey, I'm sure you all have a, you know, a favorite of what you make. Wintertime, once the cold weather comes around, I make a million other foods, but I happen to be a close to organic guy and my homemade soup. So let's talk about how you bring it out in the wild. I bring it out in Tupperware, and I put the Tupperware in a Ziploc because you don't want that Tupperware opening up inside your backpack. Two quick examples, you'll understand. I'm going to play many years ago down in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I don't have my shaving cream inside of it. And on the plane, I'm sure one baggage into another, and I guess it all foamed up. And then by the time I opened my bag down in Charlotte, it had dried and crusted up on all my toiletries. Not a fun thing. When I was going out to do my grizzly bear research, landing in Bozeman, Montana, finally get out there. Now, I've got some gear that I'm going to be leaving there, and then my research gear, my backpack, on, because we're heading up to the top of the Rockies, and everything you need to survive is going to be in your pack. Well, one of my shampoo bottles, not in a Ziploc, opened up, and it was like goo all over everything, and I probably got about 2 hours of sleep that night and had to start out into the Rockies the next day with not good sleep. So I'm going to tell you, Ziplocs, they're important. Now, I talked about the homemade soups. My good buddy Rich LaDuca, we would be doing some outdoor things. Rich would always have, just take a can of soup. He would peel the label off and make sure the label, again, for safety's sake, and he would peel it off and put that on his backpacking stove, obviously open the top of the can and use it that way. So you need a can opener out in the wild if you're doing that. You need to bring a backpacking pot for your soup. So don't bring like your whole set of pots because you don't want to carry extra weight, extra gear, but find the pot that is perfect for your soup. You need enough spoons, and they are real because we don't use anything plastic because, again, here's the bio side of me teaching things. The chemicals that are in plastics, the xenoestrogens, which are cancerous, so I want to use one of the spoons for stirring and then spoons for everyone else. else. So I bring napkins. I actually have metal bowls that I use, real bowls, so we don't want plastic or the styrofoamy things and all that. I actually will use my gloves. Remember, I have mittens, and I use those as my pot holders out there. And then I bring a thermos, and my thermos is, I've been a tea and lemon guy. You see, growing up, I tried tea and lemon. I thought every way imaginable, and I'm going, I don't like that. I tried every way good. And then I was playing out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the team early in the morning was going out for breakfast, and a bunch of new teammates, and their order tea and lemon. I'll try that. And I go, wow, this is great. And I found out that I happen to like a light version of tea and lemon, and it's just spectacular. So that's what I take out into the wild. You figure out what you want. So I already have my water to hydrate. I've got my tea and lemon to hydrate. And obviously the soup itself is helping to hydrate. And you know something? There is nothing better in the world than a bowl of hot soup out in the wild. But there is one thing that does rival it. Huh, got that one out. And the rival is sitting by the fireplace when the day is done. So get out and enjoy all that nature has to offer. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure.
That was awesome.